Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I'll
Tuesday Blog Talk Radio. This is Health Talk with Dr. Rhoda Zianalali. I'm a scholar in residence at Columbia University in New York City in the Center for Health Equity and Urban Science Education. I appreciate everybody interrupting your busy evening to be on the line with me tonight on the show with us tonight. Special thanks to our family in Canada for all the things you're doing and all the projects you have going on with our technology up there. Last week was awesome as we had Lynn and Rita on the show sharing about her miracle, a tumor that disappeared, which had her having debilitating headaches and practically bedbound. She shared about how retrofitting her house caused it and using the technology through a laser through actually a flashlight that gave a semblance to a cold laser light helped to reduce her headaches, and she went to the doctor, and to their surprise, this tumor that was 3 millimeters was gone. We really appreciate you being on the show last week, and we got an exciting show for everyone tonight to one of North Carolina's foremost contractors. From Promark Construction, we have had the pleasure of hanging out with Mr. Obi Martin, and I hope he's on the show tonight because he is some kind of gentleman, and he is doing some amazing work in the state of North Carolina. He's a consultant to corporations from around the United States to do business in North Carolina, and we feel so blessed to have him auditing our work in North Carolina and helping us to showcase nanobio smart technologies to the world. Special thanks to my colleagues, my friends in California who are on the line tonight and all over North Carolina. Special shout out to the environmental health physicists in Atlanta who are on the show tonight. Everybody's listening in because we have a great show. I know I sound a little fatigued, still kind of getting over the turkey and the dressing and just enjoying myself with the North Carolinians who are graciously hospitable. But, boy, have I got a testimony to tell you tonight. Remember Allie? Allie's mom was on the show about 2 months ago. Allie was a little girl. She's 20 years old. But as a little girl, 6 years old, she got exposed to something, and she started having seizures. She developed a rare diagnosis called Unverglu-Borg's disease that collapsed the central nervous system, and she had perpetual nonstop seizures. She had been in the hospital for several weeks, and the doctors told her parents, "There's nothing more we can do for Allie," and they literally, her mom testified on this radio show, they sent Allie home to die. And we got a phone call from one of the wellness practitioners in North Carolina. He said, "Doc, we have this girl here, and we're trying to help her. Where are you?" I said, "Well, I'm in Atlanta." They said, "Well, can you come to Charlotte?" I said, "Just so happened I'm going to Durham. I'll swing into Charlotte." He said, "We want to take you to see her, to see if maybe these nanotechnologies would help her." Now, for those of you new to the show and new to Dr. Lally, I'm the gold medalist for the United States. I won the gold medal at the IMPEX International Competition of 44 nations and about 1,200 interventors. And we took the gold in environmental innovations in the category of engineering for developing a safety device that blocks static. It was never invented to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent disease. But what is happening is that we find out that when you take down and you decrease the exposure of chemicals and radiation to the body will rebalance and heal itself. And so we all came to Charlotte. We all went out to Monroe, North Carolina, to see this young lady. And when we got there, indeed, she was having perpetual nonstop seizures and spasms. I have never seen anything like that. And I testified how both Miss Kim Ingram and I, were in tears watching this young girl as the wellness practitioner was assessing her body for the absorption and imbalance of static and how it was imbalancing her. Radiation in her bedroom was averaged around 700, between 700 and 750 BMUs of radiation. That's a lot of static electromagnetic frequencies when the recommended levels are below 40. And so we prayed because we didn't know where to begin, especially with her life being so fragile. So we began with the Soli in the window. Since she had south exposure windows in her bedroom, south windows have like the lowest frequency conduction off of window energy. And sure enough, within about 20 minutes, we saw her spasms in her legs begin to calm down, slow down, and in about 40 minutes, they stopped. She was in a semi-comatose state, not really fully alert and engaging at the time, still having seizures, but about 20 minutes after that, the seizures stopped, and they became intermittent, maybe one seizure every 15 minutes. And after about an hour and a half, she went to sleep. And she really had not been verbal for weeks, almost months. When she woke up verbal. And so we've been raising money for the last 6 months to take Allie's house, to retrofit her house, and take it to the next level. And we've had a number of installations in North Carolina to allow us to raise enough money to get her some biobalancers for all of the energy systems of the house, gas and water and windows. And so we went to North Carolina to meet with ProMark Construction, and Mr. Obi was invited us to go to Charlotte with him to meet his business partners and people that would further evaluate us for doing a Healthy Smart Home campaign in North Carolina. And while we were down to Charlotte, we took a side trip out there to see Miss Allie. And I'm telling you, we were blown off of our feet. Allie looked, she's 20 years old, but she didn't look an hour over 15. She was five shades lighter. You could see the oxygen profusing in her skin look so radiant and subtle, because before it was very dry and scaly from all the medicine that she was on. But now the mother said that it's almost a miracle, because we retrofitted her bedroom to be like a space capsule. We put radiation-blocking materials in her bed to block her electrical bed from conducting the static from the wall. We put the Soli in the window. It was making a gentle energy wave. And so because we took down the static, her body was not under continuous assault. And so when she saw us, her eyes lit up. She was laughing and gesturing. She was so excited to see us. And it was just a miracle to see her transition. Her mom said that she's making so much progress in her health. The doctor she's our first client to have the doctor write a prescription to direct the nurses in using the nanos for skilled management of her health and to sustain her to keep her seizure free. And so they were so excited too that they got a chance to meet the team that came to their house, and her mom, Miss Kendra, had invited somebody over who was in the glass industry. And so we wanted to give him a demonstration of the glass. This gentleman installs for all these big, huge corporate high-rise buildings. And I was telling him, we were dialoguing with him, and I told him, I said, we discovered that glass is highly conductant of electromagnetic frequencies, or EMF radiation, especially if there's an electrical socket by the window. He said, really? I said, yes. Would you like to see a demonstration? He said, of course. So we selected a window in Kendra and Allie's home right there in the family room, and there was a socket about 12 inches away from it. And when we did muscle response testing. When he took his fingers and stuck it within 3 inches of the window pane, his arm fell completely down. And then we did two-finger Bedore testing on him, and his fingers came completely open. Then we had him take two fingers and put on the chest to evaluate the heart, and he had complete energy loss, which is significant of when you have imbalanced energy going to the heart. We had him touch his pancreas. He had energy loss. And we said to him, you know, it's been our observation. We've been working with a lot of people with multiple sclerosis. Several of them have brain lesions, and if the window is on the right side of their bed, on the right side of the head, many of them would have lesions in the brain on the right side. And if they had lesions on the left side of the brain, they had windows on the left side of the brain of the bed. And we began to observe maybe this, the window is part of the dynamics of making alterations and lesions in brain tissue. And so we were at the Cleveland Clinic. We met a gentleman that retrofits infrared heaters, glass heaters in the Cleveland Clinic surgical suites, and he began to tell us how highly conductive glass was. And we shared this information with this gentleman. He was totally blown away. And what we have learned about the Soli is just been phenomenal, that when you put her on the north window, she wraps her energy all the way around the house and will mitigate the windows all in the house. So we found the north window at Allie's house and mitigated it for this gentleman, and instantly it discharged that radiation and rebalanced that static. He was able to touch the window and gain strength, and then kept his hand there for about 20 seconds, touched his heart. The heart had already rebalanced, and touched the pancreas. The pancreas had rebalanced, and his mouth was open. He said, "What are you? Are you kidding me?" We said, "No, sir, you've just demonstrated the future of how we can use windows to harmonize and biobalance energy in the home and enhance home safety." And hence, when he went around to meet Allie, he had been hearing about Allie from her mom and how sick she was unto death. And now she had stabilized, and she was such a miracle that her doctor is doing a clinical study on her with this technology. It was both bedazzling and startling. And so it has been an amazing journey in North Carolina, seeing all the miracles that are happening and how the world of research, the business of research and the business of construction is coming together to validate and investigate this technology to help us move forward. And so we want to give a special shout out to Mr. Martin for his intentions, his goodwill to help us position with academe and help us to get the proper validations that we need to be able to service the people in North Carolina. And we have had some kind of whirlwind of a Thanksgiving weekend. Seeing the miracle of Allie was a grand occasion for us to stop and just give thanks, have a prayer of Thanksgiving with her and her family. Because God is an awesome God, and he is a great God, and he gives witty inventions. And when the man said to me, "How did you invent this?" I said, "Listen, this was a download from God." I said, "I'm a registered nurse." I said, "Physics is really not my game." I said, "But I understand molecular physics, and this technology is kind of posited on a quantum level." And I'm so grateful to Dr. Osler. He was on the show about 3 weeks ago, and he was talking about the molecular structure. I mean, he's been awesome educating me about quantum physics, to empower me to do even more with the technology than we've already done. And to Dr. Matissia, who is a visionary for education, who sees how we can enhance safety in the classroom by mitigating the windows and electromagnetic radiation, especially in computer laboratories. We talked about the new OSHA regulations, OSHA Regulation Number 1910-33-3A, so that's 1910 decimal point, 333A. It talks about employers giving employees protective gear if they're working with any type of electronic. And so, Mr. Martin, are you on the show tonight? If you are, just press the pound one, and you'll unmute your line and you can speak. I talked to him earlier. The team talked to him. He said he might call in on the show. He's just been able to witness so many miracles from people living in these houses and working in these houses. And so I want to take time to thank everybody for being on the show tonight, for making this happen. It is incredible. The people that are pushing us, supporting us, opening doors for us, and I feel very humbled to have the support of the nation moving and mobilizing around us, because we got work to do. We have work to do. We got a call that Bill Gates and Warren Buffett have made some resources available for innovators and these small business incubators. In fact, they put over $25 million in the Baltimore, Maryland community. And so we have some people that called us this afternoon and invited us to make application for some of those resources to begin to make safe schools. Because these solies, these window insulators are so awesome. Just by having them in the classroom at daycare centers, at four daycare centers, they said it has really, really enhanced the communication of the children and quieted their spirits from taking them from being hyperactive to being contained and engaging in the classroom with activities and not having emotional meltdowns. And so the world of nanobiogenics, the world of biosmart solar homes is real and emerging. And we're here because of you and you and all of you that have encouraged us, that have invested in the technology and had your homes retrofitted. We are so grateful for the 13 companies that now finance this technology. We're so grateful for the efforts to get the healthcare industry to pay so people can have their homes retrofitted and the insurance pay for it. And so we're making a difference. We're making a change. We are change agents. And it's so humbling to see the many miracles that's happening in homes across America. We have over 131 homes now, actually 133. We have four farms with the technology on it. We have a school system, 100,000 square foot school, and everybody is just ranting and raving about the air quality improvement, the relaxation in the buildings, how the energy makes people feel more relaxed, more subdued, more comfortable. And I was at a presentation with the real estate developer that we had on the show about 2 months ago, Mr. Stan Steele from Atlanta. He said not only have his son's acne cleared up, but his daughter's acne is cleared as well. And she doesn't even use her prescription medications anymore for skin. So he's like, Dr. Lally, I'm ready to take this forward. I think it needs to be in hospital. And I said, okay, Mr. Steele, you got this vision. We're going to work with you to make it happen. So I want to give a special shout-out to Ms. Kim tonight, our other environmental health physicist who's in Atlanta powering up that campaign down there, and to the consulting company she's working with. We are excited about your vision to put the technology in low-income housing as a green initiative. And we pray that comes to fruition for you. I look forward to working with your team down in Atlanta. So we'll ask you to unmute your lines if you have a comment or a question tonight. Push #1 and you'll be able to speak. Anybody have any testimonials or anything they want to share? Well, I tell you what, Dr. A is tired. And if there's nobody has any testimonies that they want to share tonight, I'm going to say happy Thanksgiving to everyone and good evening.
Dr. A?
Oh, hey, Lynn, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I got a couple of questions.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I got somebody that they have a problem what's called heart fluttering.
Oh, yes.
You've heard of it?
Absolutely.
Okay, what do you suggest?
Well, I suggest, are you working with them or they're just asking you the question?
No, I'm working with him.
Okay. I suggest that you evaluate them in the bedroom, have them spider the bed and see if they're losing energy while they're sleeping in the bed or touching their bed. And I would have them unplug the electronics at the head of the bed, sleep with their head at the foot of the bed, have their doctor evaluate them for a low magnesium level. They need an electrolyte panel drawn so they can see where the electrolytes are, because a lot of time when you have low iodine and low magnesium, you will start getting heart flutters like that. When you have
He's on a drug now called Xarelto.
Okay. Yeah, so he's got atrial fib going on. Xarelto usually, he's got a little bit of atrial fibrillation going on. So I would begin to look at his sustained exposure to electronics in the bedroom. You can look for those curly Q light bulbs in lamps in the bed. And he's got too many electronics at the head of the bed. And does he live on the computer all day long? Does he work with a computer?
Well, I don't know his whole background to that point, which I will find out because I'll call him tomorrow and get more information. But right now he has a biobalancer.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Cause
is there any special place he should put that?
Bedort test him and see where his body wants it. Sometimes the body likes it in the left chest pocket, and sometimes the body likes it in the left shoe. So you just ask him those questions.
Okay.
So you have him say, my body wants this biobalancer in the heel of my left shoe. See, and Bedort test him, see if he holds strong. Say my body wants the biobalancer in my left chest pocket. Bedort test him and see if he holds strong. Wherever the body wants it is where he will hold strong.
Okay.
And that's how we learned that from the wellness practitioners down here in North Carolina, because they're rolling with these nanos and these biobalancers.
Okay. I'll try and talk to him tomorrow.
Yes.
Now,
ask his doctor, write this down, ICD-9, code 994.8. That's the 9th edition.
Okay.
He's going to have to ask Google to convert it to the 10th edition because they have a new book out, but I haven't got the 10th memorized yet. That is a diagnostic code for non-fatal electrocution. And it speaks to how electricity can cause dysrhythmia like that, atrial fib, heart flutter.
Okay.
And so he needs to reduce exposure to electrical frequency and filter out down his bedroom, especially the wall behind the bed.
Okay, so I got to get into his house and his bedroom and check it out.
Put some filters in the wall, filter his walls down, and you can put a QW2x2 in his electric panel to take out the static in his house. He needs to live in a static-reduced environment.
Okay. Okay, now I have another question.
Okay.
I have a lady and her son both have the same problem. And their condition is that they only sleep maybe 15 minutes because their brain does not shut down.
You are speaking to a problem that they share with 64 million Americans in the United States. It's called insomnia, and it's called electromagnetic hypersensitivity. They have to sleep, turn the Wi-Fi off at night, sleep with their heads at the foot of the bed, unplug all electronics, They have to get those curlicue light bulbs out of the lamps because those give off more than 100 BMUs of radiation. And you need to filter down their bedrooms.
Okay.
Because your EMF is too high. Measure it out and filter it down.
Okay.
We literally just surveyed a mansion in Charlotte. And this beautiful house, the lady couldn't even sleep in the master suite for that very reason. She had a cordless phone on the wall behind the bed, under a window. It was a window over top of the bed and a window to the side of the bed. And she had conversion T-bone in her, and she could not even get to sleep. So she had to sleep out in the family room. And so when we tested her and showed her how it was so much radiation that was coming in being tased from the window, it was picking up from the cordless phone and from the socket. It was broadcasting about 7 feet from the wall into the bed, right in her space. And I said, when you have gas in the house and you have that much electromagnetic static, it will suspend the gas and energize carbon dioxide, and the dust particles. So it makes the air thick and difficult for you to breathe, especially when you're laying down. And her husband, ironically, was on a CPAP machine. So he was having difficulty breathing. He had other things that were going on with his health. But we put the Soli in the window and let her dance. And I mean, within 15 minutes, she had energized that airspace, and it was this clear in there. And she transmitted to that bed box spring and took that shock and static down out of that bed and biobalanced that bed. And the lady laid there and literally took a power nap because we were talking about other things. We had a whole team of people in her house doing the survey and evaluation. And it was just tremendous to see how this beautiful home, and that's about the fourth mansion. We had another gorgeous mansion down in Boca Raton, Florida, on the ocean. These people paid about $8 million for this. And the lady could not sleep in this gorgeous master suite. In fact, the dogs would moan and howl all night. They would put them in these cages. It was 1,200 BMUs in that master suite, and the cage was being electrified because this cage was pushed to the wall 2 feet from an electrical socket. And the dogs were getting a low-level tase, and they would howl and moan. And so when we showed her how they were electrocuting their dogs, it was kind of funny because we plugged in a biobouncer and we mitigated the bedroom just to show them how we could make it more comfortable for them and filter it down. And that frequency hit those dogs. And so we told them we'd write up a proposal and give it to them. When we left, the dogs left with us. The engineer opened up the door to the truck and turned around to put the bag in, and the dog hopped up in that truck as if to say, I don't know who you guys are. I don't know what this technology is, but I know wherever you're going, that's where I'm going. And it was so funny. We're still laughing about that. And speaking of dogs, I have texted a number of you, our radio listening audience, the debut of Miss Kimberly Ingram and this what they call these expensive dogs. This is a little toy dog that is a show dog. And Miss Ingram's daughter is a professional model. She's one of America's top models. And we went down to her fabulous home in Atlanta. This dog had a degenerative demineralizing disease. And its hips would always get knocked out. And so the dog went to jump up on the couch and knocked his hips out and had to go to the vet to have the hips reduced and replaced. So I said, when they told me about all the health challenges of the dog, I said, we need to put a biobouncer. The nanobiobouncer is excellent for animals. So we put it in the dog's collar, And we did this little commercial. We said, okay, we're going to shoot a commercial with Miss Ingram and this dog. So I sent that commercial to a number of you, and everybody got a good laugh. Because in the commercial, she says to the dog, whose name is Dolce, Dolce, say hello to everyone. I'm telling you. It looks like the dog really said hello. So I got a call this morning from my goddaughter, Heather, and she says, Aunt Rhoda, she calls me Aunt Rhoda, she says, Aunt Rhoda, she said I was talking to my daughter who's down on for the holiday with her dad in Florida. They have a horse farmer, and they have five dogs and five horses on this farm. And she said, she's telling me that they got the technology in the house down there, and the dogs are talking. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. She said, no. She said, my daughter said something to the dog and told the dog to say some kind of word. And the dog started making a sound that sounded like that word. So then my daughter put on some music and started singing. And the dog started howling and started mimicking that song. I said, now this is wild, because about 3 years ago, we were in Chicago, which at the time was the biggest market, the biggest sales market of our nanotechnology and healthy smart homes. And we did the home of the school teacher, and her daughter had a dog, and said all of a sudden it was like the dog started talking and started singing whenever she would sing her song. I said, so I witnessed this with this little toy dog and Miss Ingram, and those of you that got that little text with this her video clip, I mean, everybody's like, that dog really did say hello. So it doesn't surprise me some of the observations that you're making with this nanobio balancer, because it is truly a revolutionary, innovative nanotechnology, and God only knows just how many more applications and uses we will find for the technology.
So would it be a good idea to put a filter in their bedroom?
Absolutely.
Yes.
You need to filter the bed. You need to take baseline measurements and filter it down, especially on the wall behind the bed.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. And I'll try and talk to these people tomorrow if I can reach them.
All right, and holler at my good friend Rod up there and Pierre, and tell Pierre I got a water project I'm working on, and I may need his expertise to help me.
Okay, I'll be speaking to Rod tomorrow.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. How cold is it in Montreal?
How cold is it?
Yes, you guys got any snow yet?
Oh, yeah, it's all white.
You got to be kidding me. How many inches?
No, I'm not kidding. Yeah, we got not a big storm, just maybe half an inch to an inch of snow.
Oh, that's not bad for Montreal. Matter of fact,
that's
kind
the beginning.
Of light. That's like a vacation.
That's right. It's only the beginning.
Oh, my goodness, my goodness. Well, Lynn, you always bring the inspiration, and I really, to the listening audience, Lynn and his wife Rita were the couple I always share this miracle of her having these debilitating headaches and a brain tumor, and basically there was no hope of resolve, and the doctor was like, we got to wait for this tumor to get 5 millimeters, then we got to take it out. And she was on last week with Lynn sharing their story, because we had done the home of the mother of an NBA player 2 weeks, 10 days ago, and she had these debilitating headaches, and I wanted her to hear their testimony. And it was just tremendous that when they got their bedroom biobalanced, the symptoms began to resolve, and when they went for the MRI some months later, 3 to 6 months later, the tumor was totally gone, and they both became a celebrity. Their story hit the front page of the newspaper, and we always talk about our God-given walk. We're on this journey, and Lynn took up the journey of having a ministry of monitoring people's houses and educating them about electromagnetic fields as a public servant and as a keeper of community. And he's a celebration on our show. He's a celebration in my life because his wife is alive, and she wrote me the most beautiful tribute, and they came to my hotel and brought almost 40 people to say thank you. And she shared her testimony, and people were like, you know, in tears to hear this story. She never had to have surgery, and she was just so humble, so grateful. And I just, like I told them, this is the handiwork of God. This is his technology, and he, who would ever imagine an electrical safety device would shield your environment in such a way that your body could breathe and rebalance and heal itself? So, Lynn, I really appreciate your continued ministry and your work because you truly are an archangel in the city of Montreal and a keeper of the brethren. And may God bless you. We decree the blessings upon you and your family. May they overflow. And may God's choice, pavilion for living, be yours, not just to imagine, but to possess and live in. And so I want to say goodnight to everyone. I appreciate you interrupting your busy schedule to be on the show tonight. Great shout out again to ProMark Construction for your hard work, everything you're doing to support us in our endeavors to make our community safe and our homes safer place to live. To my colleague, Dr. Bianca Smithy-Incas, Allen was the baddest medical electrophysicist in the United States. With her awesome self, she has taught me so much, and she just supports our work in so many ways. And to my family, I thank you for loving me through all of this. I had the occasion to see my sister about a week before Thanksgiving, my oldest sister. And she's like, I don't want to hear anything about this zapping stuff. She said, that stuff makes me nervous. So I told a friend, I said, you make sure I'm going to give my sister a hug and I'm going to zap her with all my love. I said, so you make sure you stand by in case she needs to do some flips or some flops and cartwheels. My sister's 65 years old. She just looked at me real strong. But I thank God for a loving family and how they support me in this endeavor of making America and the world a safer place to be. This is a download of the mercy of God, and I thank everybody for listening in tonight. Take heart. Know your numbers. Your house could be making you sick. This is Dr. O'Lally. Everybody get your head off the wall and unplug the electronics in your bedroom at night, and let's all live and be happier and healthier. Good night, everyone. Thank
good
you
night,
to my
Doc.
Awesome engineer.
Good night, everyone. Good night, Len.
Good night, Mario.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
My friend.